Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast, here to share how our ministry and partners are bringing the Great Commission to Iran and beyond. Coming up, we have Myra, the anchor for Christian World News program in Farsi, along with Heather, one of Heart for Iran's team members, where they will be discussing the oppressed women in Iran and their fight for freedom. Hello, and thank you for joining us on Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast. We're a partnership of over 100 ministries reaching the nation of Iran and beyond. Today, we'll be discussing the oppressed women of Iran and their fight for freedom. The uprising in Iran following Mahsa Amini's death has sparked for the first time protests that involve people from all sections of society and age groups and has spread across dozens of cities and towns. The government has cut off social media and internet services, and you might ask why it's worth following the Mahsa Amini uprising. Here are a few reasons. It's being led by millennials and Gen Zs, and they're not asking for reformation. Women are cutting their hair and removing their hijabs. There has been explosive international support among leaders and celebrities. Today, we've invited our friend Myra, the anchor for Christian World News program in Farsi, where she shares the latest news from across the Middle East, specifically covering the news and latest developments from Iran. Myra, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Heather. I want to say hi to your great audiences, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So there's some questions, Myra, that I would like to ask you today, because I feel like it will help raise the awareness that is needed for our Western audience and our friends that will be viewing this. And the first question that I would like to ask you is, can you give us an update on where Iran stands with the current uprising?
That was great that you mentioned how it has been spreading across the country. It is evolving, you know, people from all walks of life. And you mentioned hijab, and we should understand why hijab is important and why taking off hijab is such significant type of protest, and why it is so sensitive and government hates it, because it was one of the first things that after the Ayatollahs took over the country in 1979, they targeted was one of the things was women and is forcing them to wearing hijab. So removing their hijab, it's like, you know, targeting one of the very foundations of the regime. So what is important about the update, it's still going on. People are still in the streets. But the fact that the regime shuts the internet down in many, many places, many cities, many smaller towns, or the internet connection is very weak and slow. The footage we receive is not like it was in the beginning. We are getting, you know, now videos, footage from weeks ago or last month. It's now the 8 weeks that is going on. It's happening in the universities, in the colleges, in the schools, high schools. You know, it's really impressive seeing the courage and bravery of these school girls and boys, that how, you know, they stand against their oppressors. I saw in one of the videos, you know, for 43 years, the regime from the day one, they chanted death to this country, death to that country, including the United States. And then they would, you know, they would force us. I lived and grew up in Iran. And as a first grader, we had to chant death to this country, death to that country. Now I see these school girls, these little girls, they are risking their lives. Instead of chanting what they want them to repeat, they chant, they say back this to the dictator. They don't repeat. It was very interesting. The manager or whoever the teacher was, you know, saying death to America, and they were responding death to the dictator. They didn't say death to Israel or America. So, you know, this shows 43 years of propaganda has failed. It, you know, they did not get what they wanted, and we know that truth will not will rise. And now we see that people are rising up, and you know, it's really impressive.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for explaining that in a way that just raises the awareness and brings a deeper understanding about what we are observing and what a critical time this is for the nation of Iran. Myra, this is one of the longest lasting uprisings for women in Iran. Do you see this coming to an end anytime soon?
It's really hard to predict. But what, you know, based on what we saw in the past almost 2 months, is people are not going back from this point. You know, they have risked their lives. They, you know, we've lost a lot of lives. Young men and women, teenagers, kids, and you know, it doesn't matter. It's women, it's men, it's students, college students, or who. They have, you know, they've paid a price in this level that we don't think that it's gonna go back, and we don't think that it's gonna come to an end soon. But it depends on, you know, it's really pricey for them. You know, they have their lives on their, you know, in their hand, and they took to the streets. They need support from international community, because we know it. I don't want to say it is not possible. It is possible, but we will. It will be more bloody. It will be more lives that we lose unless they get significant support from the international community.
I know it's been heartbreaking to watch the videos that are coming out of the protesters in the streets, like you said, from very young to older, that are really just tired. And they're saying enough is enough, but it is absolutely devastating to see how they're being treated and what they're experiencing and what they're going through.
Yeah, I want to just mention one thing before you go to the next question. And why we see this is different, because, you know, as you said, people are fed up with everything. You know, throughout the years, regime tried to deceive people with, you know, in this election, you know, they brought so-called reformists, which, you know, both wings are from the same system. That's now the entire country, everyone realized that this regime is not reformable. Nothing is going to change. Nothing has changed throughout 40 years, and nothing is going to change. So that's why makes it really different from other uprisings in the past. And that's what makes it that we think it won't end anytime soon.
And that's so important for us to know and have an understanding of why this uprising really is significantly different than what we in the West have observed in the past. So with that being said, what do you see these protests changing with the Iranian regime?
They won't change, you know. They have been given many chances. And, you know, I want to mention the foreign policy of the United States toward the regime, that, and Europeans, they've given them, you know, many times chances to change their behaviors, but this is their essence, something that is in your, you know, identity, is it won't change. So this regime is brutal. It has been from the day first. It's been corrupt. It's been staying in power by, you know, taking thousands of people's lives. It's not going to change. So what the Europeans and Americans authorities need to understand is, don't just try, don't waste your time, don't waste your energy, don't waste the tax dollars to, you know, to negotiate or give them money hoping that the regime will change behavior. That's not the case.
Yeah. So why do you feel like this protest is important, not just for Iran, but for the world that is watching? Why do you feel like this is so significant for the world?
Heather, you know what? It's I think we should pay attention to this. That is not only about Iranian women or not only about Iranian people. It's about the human dignity. You know, it's about all the values and standards that we as Americans or great democracies across the globe stand for, that the regime has assaulted for over four decades. So it's not just standing for Iranian people, it's just standing for the same values this country is founded on: freedom, the right to live. We all are born free, and having freedom is our basic right. So for your audience, for Western audience, is just, you know, comprehend this, understand this, is not just standing for some protest, is standing for something more deeper, more significant, and that's human dignity.
That's incredible. I'm really glad that you said it the way that you just did, Myra, because the reality is, you know, we here in the West have been afforded so much freedom and liberty. And sometimes we can get stuck in our own little bubble and forget about our brothers and our sisters in other countries that are suffering, and not really take the responsibility that we can and should to stand alongside them. And that's why we're doing this update today. That's why we're doing this podcast today on the uprising that's going on in Iran, because even though we don't live there, there is something that we can do. Our prayers are powerful. They're effective. In your opinion, Myra, why are most international leaders or governments not doing more for the Iranian people?
I think, you know, in the past 40 plus years, the countries, they all just put their interests in priority. They're prioritized talking to the regime, who was from, you know, from the beginning was illegitimate. Not valuing human rights, not valuing liberty, freedom, and just, you know, thinking about what they can get from the regime by just, you know, having business. How you can have business with such brutal, with such corrupt regime, and, you know, let their families, let the regime officials live in the free countries and, you know, take advantage of all the freedom in the free world and do not want the same for Iranian. How come your families can have the freedom we have here, but you don't want, you ban that for your own people? So I think the international community need to shift, need to change their policies toward the regime. And instead of supporting the regime, they need to shift to supporting the people, because that's the future is for those people. And in a free Iran, those people will remember those who stood with them and those who didn't. So imagine a free Iran. You can have more and even better businesses with Iran. If you are, you know, concerned about oil, gas, in a free Iran, you can, you know, everything is gonna, it's gonna benefit not only Iranian, but the entire world, the European, the Middle East. So that's why I think the world leaders need to change their policies that they have throughout the 40 plus years and start supporting Iranian people instead of the regime.
Yeah, because in order to really see that change, we have to be part of that change, don't we? we have to be willing to say we're not just concerned, but we are willing to pay a price to put action behind those words, because like you said, everyone deserves to live free and not be controlled by a regime that doesn't care about them.
Right. And we say freedom is not free, right? Wanting freedom for other nations also will, we have to pay that price, you know, not only to have it for ourselves, but for others.
Myra, I agree with what you just said about there needing to be a change. Are there any practical steps that you have thought about that we as a Western audience could help the people of Iran and, you know, stop supporting the regime and working with them? Yes, that makes absolute sense to any person that has common sense. But how can we help the people of Iran that are saying, I'm fed up, I am no longer satisfied, and we're going to demonstrate to prove how fed up we are? What can we do to help them?
So there are really practical things that even non-Iranians, Western audience, your audience can do. We have our representatives in parliament, whether it's Europe or is here in Congress. We have, you know, we send our Congress men and women to, you know, do what we ask them to do. So one of the ways is write to them, call them, email them, and ask them to stop any business and negotiations with the regime, expel the regime officials. And one of the things they are working on is expelling the regime from the Women Commission in the United Nations. So that is more of a moral support. In short term, it doesn't directly support the people, but it shows them that we are hearing you, we see you, and we are doing something. So it's morally, it's a great encouragement. So one of the things they can do is block all of the regime's assets, which is the country's assets, which is those people's money. One of the things they can do is block them and send it to people who want to go on strike, but they can't afford it financially. You know, many oil companies, many personal private businesses, people are not going to work. They are striking, but, you know, already they are in financial crisis, so they need to be supported also financially. And that's one of the less pricey and less bloody way that they can bring the regime on their knees. So we can write, email, and ask our representatives, congressmen and women, ask them, Joe Biden's administration to stop negotiations. That's the first thing should have happened till now, and it's been very late. And ask them to have someone instead of Rob Malley as envoy, special envoy for Iran, who really understand the situation, who really understand what's happening in Iran. So these are the practical things we can do.
That's outstanding. That's really great. Thank you so much for that. Myra, what is your message for your fellow sisters in Iran?
I've been there. I've been there, and I know how dreadful, how the situation and what you're going through. You know, I'm risking your lives on the streets. I just want to encourage you to keep it going, and I really hope that we will have freedom. You can, you know, achieve your rights and your freedom soon, and you can bring the regime down, and we believe in your strength and in your courage and in your bravery that has impressed the entire world.
Yeah, it really has. Myra, what's your message to the Western audience that will be watching this?
I believe that you can do something, that you can do something other than or beside sympathizing or praying, which is powerful. There are practical things that you can do, and don't think that it is just, it's you. Every person that does something matters. Every email, every call, every request really is powerful. And spread the word, raise awareness, keep the hashtag Iran Revolution, Mahsa Amini in social media, and just keep talking about it and stand side by side with our brave Iranian people until one day we will see freedom in Iran.
Amen. I love that, Myra, because that's so full of hope with what you just said to your Iranian sisters and to the Western audience. Is to be hopeful and know that what you're doing matters and that we also can do something. I love what you said. What can we do? Practically speaking, our prayers are powerful and effective, but it's not enough to just pray. We need to stand with our Iranian brothers and sisters. They need to know that we see what's going on and we care. And it's not that we're just going to stand by and watch it unfold, but we're going to do our part. We're going to put action behind our caring for them. And we're going to raise awareness, like Myra said, in any way that we can, whatever social media platforms we're using, we can take advantage of that and we can raise awareness and keep it in front of people, the injustice that is happening and that they are fighting and that we are standing with them in the fight. And I think the thing that I'm most hopeful for is that we get to plan for a new season because we are believing God and we are trusting God to turn it around for the good of the Iranian people. So Myra, I just want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the Christian Farsi World News, raising awareness and beating the drum so faithfully. You're doing an outstanding job, and we're so thankful to have had you as our guest today on the Impact 32 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Before we go, if I could just pray a prayer for the Iranians, and just if you would join me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the beautiful people of Iran. God, we pray your protection over the innocent. And God, we pray that you would expose the wicked and stop them in their tracks. God, we pray that there would be a turnaround, that there would be a change, that this would come to an end, this regime, God, and that you would step in and you would provide wisdom and counsel and guidance, Father. Father, we stand on your word. We stand on your promises that you work all things together for our good. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Iran, we are standing with you. We are praying for you. We are interceding for you. And we're going to do our part in raising awareness. Father, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Goodbye.